This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, January 19. What's in your heart? Our passage comes from Mark chapter 7. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash, and they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders, instead of eating their food with defiled hands?" Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles them." After he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about this parable. "Are you so dull?" he asked. "Don't you see that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile them? For it doesn't go into their heart, but into their stomach, and then out of the body." In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean. He went on, "What comes out of a person is what defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person." My mother taught me always to wash my hands before dinner, and use soap, she would say. She didn't want any dirt or germs from my hands getting into my mouth while we were eating. The Pharisees were also careful about washing their hands before eating. But in those days, they didn't know about germs. Their hand-washing laws had to do with spiritual holiness. So when they asked why Jesus' disciples didn't wash, it wasn't about hygiene. They were looking for a way to criticize Jesus, as if to say that he and his disciples were not spiritually holy. Jesus used this as an opportunity to teach. Spiritual impurity isn't about what's on our hands or what goes through our digestive system, he said. Where does spiritual impurity come from? Our spiritual impurity comes from our sinful hearts. And then Jesus listed several examples. Hand washing could not take away greed, deceit, sexual immorality, hatred, and much more. We can try to obey all the regulations, cultural values, and expected behaviors in our society, most of which are for the good of everyone. And we can believe all the right doctrines and try to live pure lives, which can be very important. But none of that will cleanse our hearts. Only Jesus can truly cleanse your heart. Pray with me. Cleanse my heart, O God, and make me pure within. Thank you for the forgiveness and holiness that comes only through Jesus.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.